Let us pray. Lord our God, you feed us in this life with bread from heaven, the pledge and foreshadowing of future glory. Grant that the working of this sacrament within us may bear fruit in our daily lives, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. Christ, give you grace to grow in holiness, to deny yourselves, and to take up your cross and follow him. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for being with us this morning. Today our numbers are slightly lower because the family service is taking place in Campbell College, and many of our parishioners are attending that service, as indeed is Dr. McKee, who's playing the organ. And we're very grateful to Brian Clements, our assistant organist, for playing the organ this morning. We do value our very strong links with all of our local schools. And today we are focused at Campbell College, and we do hope that service will offer blessing to all those who are there. I want to say a personal thank you to everyone who worked so hard to organise a most successful Lent lunch last Sunday, and to all of you who attended it. It really was a phenomenal success, both in the form of fellowship and friendship, but also from the amount of money raised. It raised £3,500, which is a record after expenses. And there are some photographs on the notice board at the door. Do take a look at them as you make your way. And that fundraising was very timely because the work on the hall roof was completed and the scaffolding was removed before the snow. I've never seen contractors to work so hard to get the site cleared, the roof secured, before the snow came down in abundance. So a great work has been done, and that money will go towards the additional cost that the Select Vestry agreed to get the whole job done in one go without having to revisit it at a future point. So thank you so much for your huge support last Sunday. Our Compline services continue on Wednesday night, and this week the Bishop of Connor, former Bishop, Bishop Abernethy, will be with us as he continues his Lenten series. So I do encourage you to come along on Wednesday. Communion on Thursday as normal, and then on St. Patrick's Day here in St. Columba's, communion at 10:30, and in Down Cathedral, the diocesan service takes place at 11:45, followed by a complimentary picnic in the pews. And you're welcome to go to either here or to Down Cathedral on Friday as we mark St. Patrick's Day. This day fortnight is getting very close, is Stainer's crucifixion. And Dr. McKee is working very, very hard, along with all those who are going to be singing, and the many preparations for what will be very powerful music and inspirational music at the beginning of Passion Tide. It's 4 years since we've done this in St. Columba's. We're delighted we can now return to do it for the entire community and for the parish. Do please make a big effort to be here at 7:30 on this day fortnight, the 26th, for Stainer's crucifixion. Finally, it is a very great sense of joy that we have one very, very happy assistant priest and one very, very happy assistant priest's wife in the church today. I am referring on this occasion, though Canon Laverty is always a very, very happy assistant priest, I'm referring in particular today to the Smith family, because Catherine, their daughter, gave birth to a healthy boy at the end of last week called Rex. And we do want to convey our love, our prayers, and our heartiest congratulations for your good news. And lovely to celebrate good news along with all those in the parish who have had babies in recent weeks go our prayers and take good care. And please bring back to Catherine and Aaron, who were married by Ken here in St. Columba's last year, our congratulations, and look after them. And may I suggest, when you visit, don't bring your diaries in case you are booked in immediately for child-minding duties. We have our final hymn, number 576, I Heard the Voice of Jesus Say. Peace, to love and serve the Lord.